everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Thank you for coming back for another episode. Gosh, we're like 206, 7, 8, something like that. And if you're watching this anywhere else except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, CalBanyan.com, because right below this video, right down there, we've got additional text. We've got interaction via our comments. We've got, gosh, links, all the stuff that makes this even better. I know some of you watch it on YouTube. Some of you watch it on iTunes. Some of you download it and listen to it while you're doing other things. We appreciate one and all. Well, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Once again, with L. Ron Ferguson. L. Ron is like a hypnomaniac, man. He eats this stuff. He sleeps it. He does it all the time. He studies it. He is really a disciple of the profession. And I'm so proud to have him doing these podcasts with me. And also, he's a lot funnier than I am and a lot nicer to look at because he has the best ties. Hey, how you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good, Cal.
You got your hypno handcuffs on?
You know what? There's somebody over in the corner with hypno handcuffs. They weren't doing good age regression, so I arrested them. I said, listen, L. Ron Ferguson, hypnotherapist, certified platinum practitioner, you are under arrest. No more practice for you.
You're going to take them in for their psych eval.
Right. I'm going to take them in. You know what? And you know what the punishment is, Cal? I make them sit through the internship.
Please.
Anything with that, take me to jail. Please. Just not that. Don't put me in a room with Cal.
Hey, I hear Meredith has some mink-lined hypno handcuffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you know about that, Cal?
Yeah. I hear things on the internet. I believe everything I hear on the internet.
You know, me too. I believe everything I write on the internet, that's for sure.
Hey, gosh, what are we doing this time?
Well, we're still talking about our controversial topics, stuff like that. See if we can make some controversy happen, get some comments going. What's next, Cal?
Let's see. I think we promised about the pro bono thing.
All right. Take it away.
Please explain to everybody what pro bono is.
Okay, pro bono is when you do sessions for free or donate your sessions, stuff like that. As Cal mentioned last time, there's some professions that require or strongly suggest that you do a certain percentage of your work pro bono, such as lawyers and perhaps even doctors and that sort of thing. Sometimes it's written into the code of ethics that you should do that. But should hypnosis professionals do a certain percentage of their work for free? Take it away, Cal.
All right, I got some pros and cons. I think we're going to be able to get through two topics this time, so we're going to be talking fast. But before I get into them, make sure you go over to the left hand of the as you look at it, be the right side of the page and check out my schedule. We've got two kinds of courses. We got the NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. That is the 100 to 125 hour cram your head full of hypnosis techniques, all that kind of stuff. And then we also have the Week of Power. The Week of Power is 7 days of just hypnosis condensed, all the best techniques, all of the age regression, 5-path, 7-path stuff. You're just check it out. Go to hypnosiscenter.com or hypnosis.org, or you know, just type in best hypnosis training in Google and you'll find us eventually. Also, this is going to come out. I'm always messing this up. Probably on February 11th because they come out on Fridays on Hypno Friday, and that means that tomorrow, unless you're watching it on Saturday, and then that would be today, I am in Palm Springs and I'm doing another 100-mile bicycle ride just because I think it's a good idea. I tell you what, I am in such good shape. This morning, before I came into work, I did a 30-mile ride up to Cook's Corner here in Orange County, and and then back down the hill. It was a lot of fun. And I think that you, like I talked about, evolution, to evolve into the kind of person you want to be. Do it. Evolve. Don't do this New Year's resolution stuff. I bet you most of you, if you did one, you've already fallen off the wagon. You want to think in terms of every day, every week, every month, evolving into a better person, both as in your personal life and in your professional life. Be a VIP. VIP members get instant access in a very organized, easy to access way of getting all of these different podcasts right there, easy to sort through them. And you just go up there, there's a VIP button. All right, let's see. So, should hypnotists, hypnotherapists, hypnosis professionals at large offer a percentage of their services for free? Pro bono. Here are the pros as I see them. That looks pretty good to the public. Look at that guy, he's so nice. He's giving away some of his sessions for free. Next is, it makes the hypnotherapist feel good. I am such a good person. I am so benevolent. I help the poor. And we have, now a little bit more selfish, it can get the word out about how well it works. When you start doing work maybe with special populations, for example, maybe with veterans, do some free sessions, and plus you might be helping the veteran, obviously. You're making yourself feel good, but you're introducing to the people who service veterans who may have difficulties of all kinds, as to the power of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. So it can be a form of marketing when done well. Now, cons. The bad part is, well, first of all, it should not be required. If people do it, it should be done out of the goodness of their own heart or because they want to do it as a marketing technique. I don't think that any state regulatory commission, you know how I feel about the government getting involved in our lives, or even certifying agency like the National Guild or whatever organization you're affiliated with should demand that you do a certain percentage. That would be wrong. Now, here's one of my biggest concerns is when clients don't pay for services, they get the worst results. One of the Banyanisms is people only value what they put time, money, or effort into. And when clients are not paying, then they tend to not take the process seriously. They are not really looking for the kind of results like they should. There's just all kinds of problems that you have when you start doing sessions for free. I believe that it is the one thing that you can do that will consistently reduce your efficacy as either an experienced or beginning hypnotherapist is to start doing sessions for free. By the way, insider tip, trick, and technique, and that is, here's how you can instantly, right now, increase the probability of getting better results with the clients you are seeing and the clients you are charging for right now. How do you get better results? Double your price. What will happen is having higher fees will filter out the people who are not serious. The people who can afford you, what they will do is they will come in demanding more of themselves, expecting more of you. They will be more suggestible. So I think doing sessions for free is a bad idea unless that's the only way that you can help that person and you go in full knowing that it decreases the probability of a success. Whether or not this should be done is entirely up to the hypnotist, hypnotherapist, and should be done on a case-by-case basis. What do you think of that, Elron?
I think that's fantastic, Cal. Let me add my two cents. I'm in agreement with you, mostly. I mean, yeah, or pretty much all the way, I must say. Like you said, people put value into what they put time, money, an effort into. And even if they're consciously putting value into it, oh yeah, I really want to do this, oh totally, that's just their conscious mind speaking. You ever hear that phrase, don't judge a book by its cover? Well, it's true on the conscious level, but people judge people subconsciously all the time, even though they might have the best intentions. You all know what they say about best intentions, right? With a road going somewhere. And your best intentions as a hypnotherapist might be really in the right place. However, there needs to be some type of exchange. One of the pros is, of course, you might have the opportunity to work with people who would never be able to afford your services otherwise. And it is a case-by-case basis that has to be addressed very, very specifically. You might ascertain for some reason that they are up against the wall and that they do have the appropriate motivation to make some major change in their lives, and they see it as of value. However, when there's an exchange, it makes that value all the more powerful, because it's not just for a conscious level for them, it's subconsciously. I mean, we're talking about those reflex, deep-seated responses of what money means or what exchange means or what effort means. Even though, like I said, on a conscious level, they might be talking themselves into the idea that it's really good to have it for free, and you might be talking yourself into it for free, and on paper, in a certain respect, it all works out. You go, oh, well, you know, the work stands alone by itself, and after all, it is a technique, and after all, doing a great age regression is going to help anybody, whether they pay for it or not. However, the weight of the suggestions, the degree of suggestibility is only going to be increased by them putting something into it. You know, there's that saying, the more that you put into something, the more you'll get out of it. And so creating that leverage within the subconscious mind is really what it's all about. And even though, you know, I hate this, I hate to say it out loud, but people usually don't change unless they have to. And creating something where it's going to create that type of a dynamic between you and that person is really going to help. What do you think of that?
I agree with that. And I'm going to add a few things. And that is, if you've got someone, oh, you want to do it for free, or they want you to do it for free, find some way for them to be invested. And remember, time, money, or effort. One of the things that they can do is there could be an exchange that doesn't involve money. Now, that's kind of tricky because we want to maintain a professional relationship. But if that individual has work that they do that you could benefit from, maybe they clean offices or, gosh, you know, do mechanic work or whatever, then do some kind of trade. I know that's a lot more difficult, but believe me, having the client invested in the process is always better. And this often comes up as an issue with children and teenagers, you know, and the parents, they want to help them out and they want to pay, and uncles want to help out, and grandmas and grandpas and all these people, they want to help out. But if you can get the kid doing something, I'm taking out the trash and doing dishes or something like that in order to go see the hypnotist, you are going to get better results. They've bought into the process. Another thing is, so you can have, like, my rate is like $365 a session, and I mostly do double sessions, so it's well over $700 per visit to my office. And if I wanted to, if I was particularly interested in an individual, I could always reduce that rate. I'm not offering a rate to you at a reduced amount, because I'm, you know, that's not where I'm going with this. I know you listeners and viewers. I'm thinking, like, maybe I have a veteran that's come back, and they have really been traumatized by something that occurred, and they really don't have the money, and I'm particularly interested in helping our veterans. You know, I could be persuaded into working with the VA to provide sessions for that individual at a reduced rate, and we would work that out. Also, have someone that maybe is less experienced that you can refer these people out to that cannot afford when you just don't have the time or the inclination, or that do sliding scales and that kind of thing. So basically I'm saying pro bono should not be required by the state, the city, the federal government, the professional organizations, because it works against the benefit of the client, bottom line. And there's all kinds of alternatives, such as, you know, sliding scales and trading and stuff like that. Anything else to add to that, Elron?
No on pro bono.
No on pro bono.
Yep.
And I'm on no on being forced to do it, but you might make exceptions once in a while and use alternatives. All right, what's next on our list?
Why don't we segue into a slightly related topic, which is, should you do hypnosis on friends and family?
Oh.
Or worse, hypnotherapy.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, I will say no. And here's why. Pros and cons. Pros, it'll give you a chance to practice. Pros, you might... Okay, so let's address it in two different ways. First, I'll talk about hypnosis, and then you know, hypnotherapy. Obviously, hypnotherapy is much more in depth. I'll say no on hypnotherapy, a black and white no. Never do hypnotherapy on your friends or family, ever, because you just don't have that kind of relationship with those people. It's a dual relationship. I'll have Cal go into that a little bit more, probably, because I don't want to spend all my time talking about that. It's just not going to work. Don't ever do therapy on someone who you've ever had or might have a power struggle with. And you don't have a professional relationship with that person, and so it's just not a good idea. They're not going to feel comfortable with you. They know too much about you. It just doesn't work. Now, doing hypnosis on friends and family members, you can do that, but keep in mind that it goes with some cons. I mean, the pros are that it's going to give you a chance to practice. It'll give them a chance to experience hypnosis. Let's just talk about friends for a moment. You know, it's going to excite their imagination, maybe have them go see a hypnotherapist to get some real work done. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing hypnosis on your friends, maybe even your family, for direct suggestion, maybe suggestions for confidence. However, your credibility with that person is not the same as a professional relationship, so your suggestions, even if you're just plain old direct suggestion, might not really carry a whole lot of weight. And also, the degree of hypnosis that you're able to establish with them might be harmed as well, because the cons are that, you know, once again, they, you know, don't see you as a hypnotist, as a professional. They see you as their friend or their family member. And also, you want to keep in mind that you're going to be very suggestible to them, because they are your friends or your family members, so their feedback can really have an impact on your confidence if you're not careful. And how do I know all this? I know this from the hard way. Learn from my mistakes. I remember doing hypnosis on a friend of mine, and of course, if you do choose to do hypnosis on your friend, here's a little tip. You got to have the five-path approach to hypnosis. That is, that there's no such thing as a hypnotized feeling. All hypnosis is focus and following instructions. It's not some kind of spell. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You want to make sure you get that across in your pre-talk. Just a little side segue there. But so I'm doing the induction with him, right? This is before I came and got trained here. And all of a sudden, he opens his eyes. He goes, "It's not working." And I go, "Oh, really? Oh, okay, okay." And he goes, "You were saying, good, good." That was so lame. And it's funny in retrospect, but at the time, it really hurt my feelings. And I never tried it again with that person. Really good friend of mine, but I was just kind of green, didn't know how to handle it. I thought, gee, I couldn't hypnotize him. Oh, maybe I need to learn another technique or something like that. And, you know, when you do it with your family members, sometimes they might be like, "I don't know, I don't want to do it today, it's weird." I mean, it's nice to have just a warm body to practice your inductions on and stuff like that. But all in all, if you can find someone who is more of an acquaintance to do hypnosis on, and especially hypnotherapy on, that's really to go. I mean, acquaintances are better to practice your hypnosis skills, even if you're just going to do inductions, than people that are close to you. But if they really know about hypnosis, that it's just following instructions, it's just an opportunity for you to practice, not for them to feel hypnotized, I say go for practicing your hypnosis skills. But once again, let me return to my main point. Never, ever do hypnotherapy on your friends or family. Your turn, Cal.
Oh, I can't believe anyone could be so wrong. No, I'm kidding. You know, I agree with all that stuff. Let me kind of run through my pros and cons. One of the things is that there's a number of things, but what happens is, you know, you get in that friendly situation and you tend to lose the protocol that works. For example, you don't do a thorough pre-talk, you know, and you start being loose about things and things aren't taken seriously, and a lot of problems can exist. Okay, pros of working with friends and family members. Most of this has been covered, but I'll put it in my own words, and that is, it can be a way to get some practice when you're starting out. Maybe the only way that you can get this person may be able to get help because there's no other hypnotists in the area. So you might work with someone who's a friend or family member because there's absolutely nobody else in the area that they can work with. So those are the two reasons I can think of for doing it. But most of it after that is bad. I've seen some really great students with so much promise in class doing so well, and then they go home and they try to hypnotize their wife or boyfriend or whatever it is. And because of the relationship, the dual relationship, the other person doesn't follow instructions. They're fearful that you're going to take over their mind or whatever. It's going to unbalance the relationship in some way. And so they just don't go into hypnosis. So it can really, really be bad. Even if they do allow you to hypnotize them, the work tends to, you know, be the worst as far as success rates that you're going to have. And L. Ron was talking about, you know, it's okay to do hypnosis, but not hypnotherapy. And let me kind of add to that. Whether you're doing hypnosis or hypnotherapy, I'm going to stay consistent with what I say. L. Ron's got a little bit different point of view on this, maybe. And that is, if you're using hypnotic techniques with normal everyday people, with normal everyday problems, no matter what techniques they are, including age regression, parts therapy, these kind of things, this is just using hypnosis. But if you're working with someone that has a diagnosable illness or condition, a psychological problem, then you're moving someone towards health and wholeness, and then doing exactly the same thing would then be hypnotherapy. So, but I think what L. Ron was getting at is if you're going to start getting into their icky stuff, you know, doing age regression back to the cause of the problem, doing forgiveness work, you know, they start hitting the pillow and saying, I hate you, Mom, you're such a bitch, or whatever. You don't want to do that kind of work with friends. And this is why. Because what will happen is when you go to get into that icky stuff, people in hypnosis can refuse to go there. And so what happens is they'll emerge, or they'll become non-compliant, or they'll say, I don't know, I just can't go back any farther than the age of 10, or whatever it is. And what they're really doing is a protective part of them not wanting to go there with you. Where if they were with a professional with whom they only have that professional relationship, they're much more likely to be able to do that. The other problem is if they do go back there and they uncover this embarrassing stuff, like maybe they wet their pants when they were in kindergarten or something, they were discovered masturbating when they were a teenager, whatever it was, you see, and they do uncover that in the process, then it can have a negative effect on your relationship. So this is another reason why you really shouldn't do hypnotherapeutic techniques, even if it, you know, of any kind, where you're uncovering, where you're finding out the cause of the problem, or the circumstances that reinforce the problem, or inner emotional type exploration. Really shouldn't be done with friends and family members, unless it's the only ethical thing to do because the person really, really needs your help. And there's seriously no one else that can do it. I think this is becoming less and less a reasonable circumstance. But if you do say, okay, this is the circumstance, nobody else can help this person except me, and so I'm going to help my mom or my brother or my niece or my best friend, then realize that that relationship can impede your success, make you look bad, and make the profession look bad, make hypnosis look like it's ineffective. Or if they do visit those embarrassing events, it could contaminate your relationship, make them more distant. They don't want to be around you because they're embarrassed. Or it could end the relationship altogether. Good. Anything else?
That's it.
Man. Hey, I want to... You're not going to be able to see this, but sometimes people ask me about the pictures that are in the background, and so I pulled them off, and here is a picture of Maureen and I, and when we do the National Guild Convention every year, we have the five pathers and seven pathers come together at the restaurant, and this is a picture that was taken as we were giving awards out and recognitions and everything, and so I snapped this picture of Maureen and me, and I look particularly dapper there. And so look at that gold around my neck. That is actually two hands coming together like this, and these are called the Delta hands, and it has to do with seven path, and so that's what that is. And then also in the background you will see me getting the Charles Tebbets Spreading the Light of Hypnotism Award from Dr. Damon, And then this little tiny one, they say, oh, Cal, we can see those big ones sometimes, but we can't figure out the little one, and you guys are going to get the most laugh out of this. So hopefully the camera will pick that up. And that's my wife and I out, yes, Cal Banyan with his hair down. There he is. I was on, so we're stopped off at some biker bar in Minneapolis. I can't remember the name of it. I keep thinking about one in the North Dakota. But there it is, Minneapolis, the best biker bar. Maybe I'll leave it in the notes below. Maybe you guys can guess. What's the best biker bar in Minneapolis where Cal Banyan would hang out with his wife? So there I am. You can make that into a full screen, and you can see me in my smiling face with my hair down. All right, that's it. Wrap it up, Elrond.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed these podcasts, getting into some juicy stuff. I think we're really going to have a lot of fun with this series. We encourage you guys to leave comments and perhaps even send emails and share your opinion on the information we've presented. If there's 2 cents you want to add, feel free to do that. If there's any additional topics that you think would be extra controversial, please email us right away so we can add those to the list. Thanks for watching. I'm Elrond Ferguson, signing off.
Cal Banyan, visit my websites, hypnosiscenter.com. All of my class schedules there. Also my training materials, hypnosis.org. I've got a free video there for you, how to hypnotize. And once you get that, people don't know this, but probably by the time you see this, we're going to have a completely new version of hypnosis.org up there. And what we're going to do, the people that sign up to get that How to Hypnotize video, we're going to send you a whole series of really good stuff that I think you're just going to go, wow, I can't believe that Cal is even giving more away to the profession. Okay, that's it. Cal Banyan. Over. And wait for it. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.